the lab that I lead is called the Operations Laboratory, or Ops Lab. Ops Lab is a lab at JPL focused on building tools for controlling robots and spacecraft. And virtual and augmented reality, we've identified as just a great tool for helping us to explore more effectively and for helping us to, you know, to better build the machines that we use for exploration. I feel like the industry, it's so young right now, or at least in its rebirth, it's so young, that it there's a lot of taxonomy and terminology that's swirling around right now. Everyone pretty much agrees on what virtual reality is. Most people are making a distinction between augmented reality as being just a version of virtual reality in which you can see the world, but you know, there are overlays that are basically added to your vision. And mixed reality, the distinction that people are making there and that we're choosing to make as well, is that the manifestations that we're creating feel like real objects that interact with the world in the same way that real objects do. So it's not just like an aircraft HUD where you might have like numbers and, you know, gauges on it, but something more than that where things are kind of masquerading as real objects. But honestly, I feel like it's a hair's breadth away from augmented reality, and I think both terms work. We've been looking at virtual and augmented and mixed reality for, probably 4 years now. And, you know, started out with earlier hardware and earlier devices. We have a collaboration with Microsoft that goes back about 7-8 years now. That's started with work that preceded the release of the Kinect.
Okay, everyone, we have 10 minutes.
We looked at ways that we could use gesture body tracking to control robots back then. The team that was responsible for Kinect was then responsible for HoloLens, and so we have been continually working with them. We became Microsoft's first external partner to work with the HoloLens. We actually moved a portion of our team up to Redmond and lived up there with them while the device was in its final stages. Then built these experiences. This field is moving so quickly right now that I feel like it's totally different from where it was just a year and a half ago. So, for instance, the demos that were shown to the first people who saw the HoloLens, the media that came to the unveiling, and they saw a very early version of OnSite, saw a system that was festooned with wires and cables and auxiliary boxes, and that's just in, like you said, in about a year and a half, we've seen, dramatic change there. All of the device manufacturers, I feel like, are pouring innovation into this field, and we're going to see another dramatic shift in the next 2 years. And we're kind of at that first smartphone or first sort of brick phone, level of technology in the field. And so it's amazing as these technologies are already. Imagine what they're going to be at. It's really exciting. We have to be a little cautious just because we are in a great position of working very closely with all of our collaborators on what they're bringing next to market. I don't want to speak in detail on that. So you saw today some features that we'll be shipping soon to our customers that are the ability to move the models around in an environment and rotate them and position them. But we're going to be looking at being able to pull individual pieces off of the spacecraft and relocate them, move them around on the spacecraft. We're going to be looking at support for animations because there are a lot of critical deployments and critical steps that occur on our spacecraft where solar panel deploys or an animation of how a particular piece needs to be installed. And so if we can let an engineer generate that animation in, say, a CAD tool, but then show it in Protospace, then people can watch now not just a static model, but a model where you're seeing things unfold and install, and increases, I think, the expressivity of the medium even further. Speaking specifically to the point about making things, we're such natural makers, human beings. We even from a young age start just mashing things together to try to build stuff, stacking up blocks, etc. When we want to build these incredibly complicated things like spacecraft, and they're an amalgamation of thousands and thousands of parts, I think a tool like Protospace allows us to access the same intuition that we have when we're stacking up a bunch of blocks, but when we're working with far more sophisticated blocks and much more challenging goals. So my hope is that tools like Protospace and mixed reality in general can unlock a whole new level of sophistication for making things, not just for professionals, but for amateurs as well. You know, people who are just enthusiastic about making things. I would liken it to something like the democratization of electronic music composition software, you know, that I'm a music minor, so it comes to my mind, where, you know, these things, when you put these new tools for expression into people's hands, new kinds of work, you know, come out, new forms of expression come out. So I think a really exciting thing to contemplate.